Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Malay and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alasis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Malaysia ialah sebuah negara yang indah dan dikurniai banyak bukit dan gunung yang diliputi hutan tebal. Banyak kawasan pantai yang dipinggiri pokok palma dengan air laut yang kehijauan dan cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia ialah terdapat banyak pencakar langit yang dikelilingi rumah papan berkaki. Budaya majmuk keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya dan pulau yang indah ialah keistimewaan negara yang indah ini. Agama rasmi negara ini ialah Islam, namun dalam masyarakat majmuk ini, perlembagaan menjamin kebebasan beragama. Agama utama ialah Islam, Buddha, Kristian dan Hindu. Syamanisme dianuti di Malaysia Timur. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya orang Melayu, diikuti orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya yang dicerminkan menerusi kaum dan warisan yang pelbagai. Budaya yang pelbagai telah menjadikan Malaysia tempat pelbagai perayaan diraikan. Warisan masyarakat majmuk Malaysia boleh dilihat menerusi muzik dan tariannya yang pelbagai. Banyak tokoh yang mulia berasal dari Malaysia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail dianugerahi Anugerah Kedamaian Gusi bagi hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan. Dan bekas Perdana Menteri Mahathir Muhammad telah dicalonkan bagi Anugerah Kedamaian Nobel 2007. Rakyat Malaysia benar-benar bertakwa dan disebabkan kegairahan pencari pedoman kerohanian, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah terima undangan ikhlas mereka dan melawat ke Malaysia beberapa kali. Sekarang silakan mengikuti syarahan yang penuh dengan kearifan oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai yang bertajuk Berhubung dengan Tuhan dan Gunakan Kuasa Dalam Diri Anda. Disampaikan pada 27 Februari 1992 di Malaysia.
But sometimes when you open your eyes, negative thoughts also. But sometimes when you open your eyes, that you know, you get negative thoughts. But the level of sound, my conception falls. It even goes much higher.
That's what I tell you, the grace of the master. Understand? It is no technique even. I told you, even closing eyes or open eyes, it's no difference. But it's just that it might help you. You understand? And sometimes when you sit with your eyes closed and quiet, you also feel nice and relaxed in the body and mind. It helps, yeah? And the chance is that you might get into samadhi. But you don't have the grace of the master. Close eyes, open eyes is no different. Sometimes, so that you know that master is always with you. Even you cannot concentrate sometimes, and then you see the light. You understand effortlessly. That is when the master's grace is with you. Just to give you a boost, to give you help. Sometimes you feel so sick, you're ill, yeah? And you can't even meditate. But at that time, light come, and sound come very loud. Why? The master want to carry you. You cannot walk, so master carry you. There was a story about a man. He meditates all the time, yeah? And he was very sincere. But he complained with the master, say, "Master, when I meditate, I see that on the walks of my spiritual path was always two set of footprints, one from me and one from you. You were always with me then. But when I need you most, like when I'm desperate or when I'm most fallen or when I'm most desperate, I see only one set of footprints, why you forsake me then? Why you should not be with me when I am fallen and desperate? The master say, no, I have always been with you. The one set of footprints is mine, because I carry you. Understand? That's why the Indian folklore, they sing songs about the Lord, the Master. They say, if God appear before me and my Master appear before me, whom I bow to? I will bow to my Master first. Yeah. They say, God doesn't care about my transmigration in the cycle of existence, of life and death. God throw me into the sea of suffering, but my Master, He lifts me up. He saved my soul. He carried me through storms, through stormy life. So I worship my Master. Understand? Because without Master, truly, how you know God? How you know that God exists within you, that you can make use of that power to save yourself and save your life and save energy, the relatives and friends, and make use of your existence? You understand what I mean? Only the Master can show you this way. Well, I know from my experience that this is beautiful, to know God inside. Yes. And that we call the inner master or the inner power is the same. You think too much. You intellectualize too much. Therefore, you don't know the silent God that resides within you, who doesn't need to talk, who will do wonder when you are silent, when you let Him have a chance to take care of your life. Then He will. Now you're running around being a boss all the time. You want to request the Buddha to appear, you want to do that, you want to do this. All this is obstacle for you, okay?
Thank you.
Try to be softer, soft, humble, and surrender, and you will see God better, okay? Mm. Do not be so hard and demanding. I do not try to make fun of you, I try to help you. You might be the most intellectual person in Malaysia. But if you don't know God, you suffer. It's terrible. Yeah? You don't know His mercy. Then it's difficult to believe that there is God. And your life will be full of dryness. No joy, in the sense. Only the one who knows God have joy. And that's the reason for our disciples. They're always happy around me, or when they meditate. The one who meditates a lot and has experience, you know from the look, right? Whoever meditate more or less, you know it also. You know it. And the way they talk, yes. They're always happy for no reason. For no reason. Yes. Even you scold them, they're happy. They smile at you. They don't care. Just like when they're in love, you know. However people scold them around, they just think of the beloved. The same. The same with the people who are in love with God or with the Master. For them, the Master represents God. And they only know that God. They don't know others. Because only the Master gives them that God power. Give them to know. Let them know that they have that God power inside. And make their life straight and smooth and happy. So they think of the Master. That's also like thinking of God. Because from the Master we learn all the Godness, God quality. And how we know the God from the Master. Therefore, some people, they only think of the Master and they think they like, just like falling in love people, you know. They're always happy, like a child. And no reason at all. Understand? And the people who intellectualize, who talk, who reason all the time, don't know this happiness. Don't know the bliss that they have inside. And no one can share with you except when you're empty. When your cup is empty, God will pour inside all nectars. When it's so full, it's no use.
Mm? 请问师父，师父的教理呢，好像众生呢，好像人呢，每一个人都是上帝呀。嗯。那么有的时候好像感觉到师父讲的好像上帝是好像是另外一个形式。 好像师父好像讲的，有的时候讲的好像我们想要想向上帝祈求的。
懂，因为你还不知道你是上帝嘛。有一些人不知道 上帝是在你里面，上帝是你自己应该造出来啊，自己用它才知道啊。所以我才说好了，你祈求上帝啊，就比如说你祈求你那面的那个智慧叫他出来啊，叫他帮助你啊，也是一样啊，两个一个都一样那个了。
That's what I feel. You see, like we deprive ourselves from taking meat and doing hours of meditation. And is it a form of penance that we pay to bring out the God inside us?
It's in vegetarian?
No,
it's not a penance.
I mean, conditioning ourselves from many things like the five concepts that we have to abide.
That's no penance. That is the way a man should behave. For example, you don't go out and kill everybody or kill animals. Yeah? That's compassion. That's love for life. Because you don't let people kill you. So you abstain from killing, right? And drugs and alcohol are no good for your spirit and no good for your mind and no good for society. When you're drunk, you can fight everybody, kill people also, and do every bad thing. Yeah? Most of people do bad things when they're drunken. Yeah? Including all kind of disturbance for the society, yeah? And don't steal. All these five precepts are duty of men. Don't ask me that this is a kind of penance or a kind of sacrifice. No sacrifice. That is a proper conduct for every human being. And it's in vegetarian the same. Okay?
Like gambling.
Yeah,
like,
it should not.
I mean, in what aspect? Like gambling?
Gambling, playing cards, losing money, gaining money. Which doesn't belong to you, which doesn't come from the sweat of your brow.
Suppose you buy something for $2 and sell it to a guy.
No, this not. That's a business. It's a business. You have to put your money in first, you invest it, therefore your money is dead there. Yeah? And then you have make an effort to negotiate with the buyer, which are willing to buy it from you, and you have to pay tax from that. And all kind of things, yeah, to contribute to the country, to build roads and hospital and all that. It is no gambling. Gambling is when you put like $10 here and you bet $10 there, and when you win, you take his $10 without buying or selling or nothing. You understand? And then it's not the business will not make you feel kind of trapped inside there, but the gambling does. People gamble, sometimes sell their wives and children, and houses, and broke every kind of happiness because he is addicted to gambling. This is different. Gamble broke many houses, you know that, understand? But business doesn't. Business make your house prosper and take care of your family and wife. That's different.
Master, recently I have a dream that I saw I was in a room with you and you were crying. And tear in your eyes, and I go crying. I ask you, Master, please don't cry. Then I walk out to the room, and I walk back into the room again, and you lay down and rest. What is the meaning of this, Master?
I don't know. It's your dream. I cry sometimes. For you. For you people,
no.
For the world, for all the people who need help and who don't know how to get it.
Yes.
For all the people who swim in ignorance and don't want to get out.
Yes.
All the people in the hell suffering for many thousand years and nobody care.
Yes.
There are many reasons for me to cry. I know it's all illusion, but they don't. It's no good that I alone know that it's all illusion. And the sufferer who suffers do not know. And sometimes I cannot make them know because they don't want to know. They don't truly want to know. And that can make me cry because of their suffering. Make me suffer.
请问师父啊，曾经在报纸上看到好像有的人啊，他会全身都烧掉啊，然后他的衣服啊不会烧掉，这是什么原因啊？是跟业障又有什么关系啊？
而且那个衣服就是防火嘛。有时候很多奇怪事情发生啊，我们也 找不到理由可以回答。嗯，你自己打坐，然后看看那为什么这样。如果对你那么重要的话，嗯 ，Go to bed early if you can, so that you stay awake in the morning during meditation, and try always to lessen the work in the home, in order so that when you meditate, you do not feel very tired. If you work too hard or you play too much in your spare time, and wait until you meditate, you sleep. Yeah? So better, whatever necessary job you must do, you do it. And if it's not necessary, try to avoid it, so that you can always have free time when you meditate. Whenever you're free, you meditate. No need to be early morning all the time, always, or evening. That is your regular hours. But in between times, whenever you have time to rest, just sit on the table and meditate. Every minute you earn is added into your storehouse of merit. Even when you sit there and you think you're sleeping, but the master still take account. Well, at least he sit there. He doesn't go to discotheque. At least he's doing something. Yes, yes. It helps. It is that you always have to try your best. And even if you sit in the meditation, after you try all your best and you still feel sleepy or you don't do it right, it still counts for you. Understand what I mean? But not to do it deliberately. Meditation is very important. Now that you want to earn your place in heaven, work for it. Prepare yourself for it. If you want to transmigrate into this world again and again, then do what you want. And be responsible for your choice. But should you be sincerely wanting to progress into beyond this world, into a higher level of hierarchy, and to be of help to the universe, then train yourself for this job. We have to be worthy to live in heaven, to live together with the more intelligent beings, because then we can work with them. Understand? If you have not graduated as a medical doctor and you want to go into the hospital, you can only kill patients. Understand? If you want that job but you don't work for it, you will kill the patients. So if you think you truly aspire for a higher way of life, for a higher service to the universe, like to become a saint, wiser beings, in order to be able to work with wiser beings in the other level, then work for it until you take exams and be qualified. But you must work every day. Yeah, just like going to school, work every day. In any of your spare time, just reserve for meditations. Some people, even sitting here, they can meditate for 8 hours, 10 hours a day, when they have time. So 2.5 hours is nothing. Okay? Nothing at all. I say goodbye now. And the physical level. But we're always together. Yeah? Whenever you have some problems, you just meditate more and ask the inner master, and the answer will come. Should the answer not come, or you don't understand the answer, then you can write a letter. But sometimes as soon as you finish writing, you already understand. The answer is there. But in case you still don't understand that much, and you put the letter in the envelope and send it off, okay, to me. Right? I hope you do your duty and stay true to your promise as a savior of mankind. Because what you do affects the whole planet. You will see that in some deep samadhi when you arrive at that stage. Anyhow, you know what we're doing is not wrong, anyhow. And be diligent in both, learning the logic and practice. Both go hand in hand. You know all the answers. You are wise. You have got power and wisdom. Make use of it. Okay? Thank you. Should you be sincerely wanting to progress into beyond this world, into a higher level of hierarchy, and to be of help to the universe, then train yourself for this job. We have to be worthy to live in heaven, to live together with the more intelligent beings, because then we can work with them.
Sukacita bersama Anda hari ini untuk episod antara guru dan murid. Sila terus bersama, jumpa lagi dan semoga dirahmati Tuhan. It has been a pleasure to have you join us for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Farewell and God bless.